Hey friends, welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Guess what? In just a couple days, I'm going to tell you guys how to get access to all of our exclusive stories. I've been writing stories every single day, and I have so many stories from your awesome ideas. And in a couple days, I'm going to show you guys how you can access all these extra stories that I write every single day of the week, Monday through Friday. Who wants more stories? Me, me, me. Yeah. Today's story comes to us from one of our friends, Zoe. Hey, Zoe. She sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kid Short Stories, or go to kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too. Let's go. Have I ever told you the story about the girl named Zoe? I haven't? The girl who met a unicorn when she was picking berries? I haven't told you that? All right, everyone listen extra close. One day, a long time ago, there was a girl named Zoe. Zoe and her mom lived on a really cool farm in a very special place. This place was in the middle of the mountains, and all the mountains at night would sing songs. Yeah, the mountains, if you looked really closely, you would see them swaying back and forth, and they would hum songs. I think they were singing to the stars, but I don't know. I am not a mountain. Well, one day, Zoe was out doing some of her chores. You see, Zoe was a really hard worker, and everything she did, she tried her very best and was very good at everything she did. One day, her mom gave Zoe a special list of things that she needed to get done. And on this list were things like water the singing mountains and tickle the apple trees and pick some special berries. Yeah, those were some of her favorite things to do. You see, the mountains, they would sing at night only if they had enough water in their streams. And so Zoe would race up to the top of the mountain and pour enough water in so that the streams would fill up and the waterfalls would flow down the mountain. That was one of her favorite chores to do. She was really good at it. Next, she had to go tickle the apple trees. What? Why in the world is she tickling the apple trees? Well, you see, apples where she lives, they grow so big and so juicy. Some of them are red, some of them are yellow. But if you tickle the apple trees, the apples will turn purple and they're delicious. Wow, the tickle apples, they sometimes make me laugh when I eat them. Zoe was just finishing up that chore of tickling all the apple trees. Ah, perfect. All right. Now, I have to go look for these berries. I wonder what kind of berries these are. Mom, what kind of berries did you want? Oh, these are special berries. These are kind of like blueberries, but they taste like lemonade. Oh, really? They taste like lemonade? Yeah. Can you fill up this bucket of them and so we can make a very special blueberry lemonade? That sounds delicious! All right, I'll be back as soon as I can. Zoe grabbed the bucket and off she ran. She had to look everywhere to find these special blueberries. Oh man, where in the world are they? She started to look everywhere. She started by the apple trees, but there weren't any blueberries. And she ran up on the mountain, but those blueberries, they just tasted like normal, regular blueberries. How in the world am I going to find the ones that taste like lemonade? And then, all of a sudden, she saw something jump in the bushes. What was that? Zoe doesn't see many creatures up on the mountains. There's not many animals that live up there. And so she was nervous that it might be like a bear or something. And Zoe said, "Who's in there? I have a bucket, and I'm not afraid to use it. Come out slowly." and very slowly out walked a unicorn.
Ah!
Zoe couldn't believe her eyes. She had always wanted to see a unicorn, and this one was real. Hello?
I'm so sorry for scaring you. My name is Emmy Lou.
Oh, Zoe couldn't believe it that she scared the unicorn. I'm so sorry, Miss Emmy Lou. I didn't mean to scare you. You kind of scared me, but I promise I'm not going to hurt you.
You won't? Oh, good.
And then Zoe and Emmy Lou began to talk about how Emmy Lou kind of got lost and, well, she was traveling and she was looking for a new place to live and she didn't know where to go because these mountains were so high and really hard for her to climb.
I have a great idea, Emmy Lou. How about you come back to my house? I bet my family and friends would love to meet you. And maybe, if you like it, you can even come live with us. Doesn't that sound awesome?
That would be amazing.
Oh, Emmy Lou, but first, I gotta find... My mom told me to go out and get these special blueberries that taste like lemonade. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, yes, I do. Come this way.
You see, I think Emmy Lou the unicorn, I think she ate a whole bunch of those blueberries because while she was traveling, she got really hungry and she stumbled across that delicious bush of lemonade blueberries. As Zoe and the unicorn Emmy Lou filled the bucket to the top with these special blueberries.
All right. That's perfect. Thank you so much for helping me find those, Emmy Lou. Let's go back home.
Emmy Lou and Zoe raced back to the house as fast as they could without dumping out all the blueberries out of the bucket. That would have been a big mess. As they got home, Zoe's mom couldn't believe her eyes when she saw a unicorn standing next to Zoe. They knew exactly what they needed to do.
Let's throw a party tonight and we'll invite everyone to meet Emmy Lou.
And that is what they did that night. They threw a very big, special neighborhood party for Emmy Lou. Emmy Lou started the day without any friends, and she finished the day with a whole village of new friends. What a special day for Emmy Lou, and what a special friend Zoe is. And I think this is just the beginning of their friendship. The end.